This is Passport to Texas. Not long ago, the tiny masked bird known as the black-capped vireo nearly became extinct. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the species as endangered in 1987, but rigorous habitat recovery efforts have finally changed that listing.
Good news for the black-capped vireo is that it was recently delisted.
Cliff Shackelford is a state ornithologist at Parks and Wildlife.
Now we're in a phase of what we call the post-delisting monitoring. So Parks and Wildlife is involved in continuing the count of black-capped vireos to make sure that the numbers are still steady and increasing, but not decreasing.
Cliff believes we've become better at understanding what makes a healthy hill country ecosystem.
I think the one thing our agency's learned is better deer management. We've relayed that to a lot of our landowners that we work with, and you can drive around the hill country and see who's doing it right. But I think that's the big thing, is finding that balance of where you can have your agriculture, your deer, and your black-capped vireos, and everybody lives in harmony, and we found that sweet spot, and it's really working.
Now it's up to us to hand down our lessons learned to the next generation so that the black-capped vireo is never endangered again. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.